AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Under cross-examination at his murder trial in Georgia, Travis McMichael testified he was not under any threat from Ahmaud Arbery.
Yeah, he did not threaten me verbally, no ma'am.
All right. Didn't brandish any weapons?
No ma'am.
Didn't pull out any guns?
No ma'am.
Didn't pull out any knife?
No ma'am.
Never reached for anything, did he?
No.
He just ran?
Yes, he was just running.
He was questioned by prosecutor Lisa Dunikoski. McMichael said he thought Arbery was a burglar, asked how many times he had previously pulled up behind strangers in the neighborhood to ask them what they were doing there. McMichael said never. The jury in Wisconsin at Kyle Rittenhouse's murder trial has begun deliberating for a third day, with a new defense request for a mistrial hanging over the politically and racially fraught case. While Pfizer waits for approval of its experimental coronavirus pill, it's ready to sell courses to the government. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Pfizer asked the FDA this week to authorize the potential treatment, which has been shown to significantly cut hospitalizations and deaths among infected people. If regulators approve the pill, the government's agreed to buy 10 million treatment courses for about $529 each. It already had a deal to pay roughly $700 each for courses of Merck's competing pill, which the FDA is now reviewing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell for the seventh straight week to a new pandemic low. Lawmakers in Germany approved new measures to rein in record coronavirus infections after the head of the country's disease control agency warned Germany could face a really terrible Christmas. The Justice Department is giving $139 million to police departments across the country as part of a grant program that would bring in more than 1,000 new officers. Major stock indexes open lower. This is AP News. Members of Afghanistan's Women's Youth Development Soccer Team arrived in Britain.
Hello, hello.
They were flown from Pakistan with the help of a New York rabbi, a UK soccer club, and Kim Kardashian West. She chartered the plane. Women playing sports was seen as a political act of defiance against the Taliban. Khalida Popal, a former captain of Afghanistan's national women's team, spearheaded the evacuation.
Made me happy knowing that these women and their families got the opportunity to breathe in freedom, to experience freedom.
Popal tells the AP they are now out of danger.
When the Taliban took over, their houses were burned down. Some of their family members were killed or taken by Taliban. So the danger and the stress was very high. And that's why it was very important to move faster to get them outside Afghanistan.
Some of the evacuees received food upon landing in Britain. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.